Hi, everybody. This is Danny Johnson. It's so exciting to hear those intros every week. I can't believe how excited I get whenever I get to hear people's voices and some of the faces that I have been able to see out in the different cities that we've been in doing seminars and our absolute faithful ones here. Many of you every week. Now, guess what? I am not in California. My husband is
calling from our home in Sonora, California, and I am actually talking to you right now from Hendersonville, North Carolina. I'm here at a friend's house actually for the week working on a huge project, and he is on the line. You better not be listening through the walls right now, or I'm going to be real upset with him. But anyway, I'm excited to be on this. And now, this is the first time I've been on the East Coast doing a conference call with all of you guys, and it's 10 o'clock. East Coast time, and most of you that are on this call are from the East Coast. It blows my mind that we are going to be on the phone together, and I promise you that by the time I'm done with you, in the next 45 minutes or so, you're going to be so excited you're not going to be able to sleep, which I think is hilarious that we do this call late at night, and then you have to try to sleep after this thing. We've gotten some emails from some of you saying that's the only problem with the call is that you can't sleep afterwards. Well, if you can't sleep, then start calling your friends in California and start building your business and maybe other parts of the world if you have access to doing that, because it's not this late throughout the world. There's other parts of the world. In fact, start making some contacts in Hawaii. It's actually 5 hours behind time out there in Hawaii. So anyway, let's get started. For those of you that I haven't met, there's a lot of guests here on the call tonight. And for those of you that I have not had the chance to meet, this is your first time being on a conference call with me, let me just give you a little bit of a background and how I got started in this awesome industry that I think about all the time. Where would I be today had I didn't get started in the network marketing industry? And I know that someday you will say the same thing, because there's so much reward that comes out of it, far more than just money. There's so much more to network marketing than fattening up your bank account and expanding your lifestyle. There's a whole lot more to it. In fact, there's a whole lot more that I personally got out of it. But I started in this industry as a broke, depressed female with no education. I did not believe in myself. I did not believe in the fact that this business would ever work for me. I really had never had any fantastic jobs when I first introduced to it. I first saw this business when I was 19 years old, originally by a coworker who tried to introduce me to Amway, and I didn't really know what I was seeing, and it was interesting because I bought some foil. That was really interesting. It was $8, and it was enough foil to last me my entire lifetime. And I really, you know, she drugged me to a couple of meetings and stuff, but I never did anything with that business. And then I was dating a gentleman who had gotten started in a business that he was very excited about. He was an educated guy, came from a really good family, and I knew he could succeed at it. But there was just no way that someone like me could succeed at it. I grew up in a very small town in a very abusive home, and I wasn't surrounded by people who had dreams, who thought positively. I was never around people who, I don't know, had ambitions or desires. Really, they were in a sense of, actually, my parents didn't even work. So the examples that I had were not examples of people achieving anything at all. And JP was the first person that I had seen that actually had goals and dreams and wanted to do stuff. So after 2 months of him bugging me, I finally decided to take a look, and after I was dragged to a training down in Anaheim, California, and I saw a panel of four men talking about how they were succeeding. They were all earning six figures a month. When I saw the last guy talk, he had spent 25 years in the corporate world, was laid off, then started in network marketing and started making a six-figure yearly and then monthly income. It blew my mind. And he said, his words echo in my ears still to this day. And the words were, don't make the mistake I did. I spent 25 years in an industry where I had my income and life turn upside down overnight. Be in control of your time. Get started in network marketing. And now I make more money monthly than I did all year round. And so it just made sense to me when he said that. And I dropped my ego and I said, you know what? Man, if I'm wanting to become what he has done for the last 25 years and he's saying, don't do it, then there's got to be something more to this network marketing thing than what I was thinking. So I quit my job. I came in full time. And I was excited and I was ready to get out there and just build a huge business. And I became the most outrageous, most phenomenal, most absolutely insane
failing miserably. I ran into a young man who was just 4 years older than I was, and he was got started the same month I did. And in 6 months, his check was $15,000 more a month than mine. And I began to humble myself and say, please teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. And he said he would, and he gave me some guidelines that I had to do. He introduced me to his mentors, and I actually invested into a training seminar, and I flew down to San Diego, California. I had no money. Credit cards are maxed out. Put myself up for the weekend and spent 2 days in this very intensive training program, and came out of that intensive training program, and here's what was interesting. Prior to that seminar, I couldn't sell anything, and I was going into debt every month. Right after that seminar, I wound up making $4,000 in 8 days. Now, what happened? What was the difference? The product did not change. The marketing plan didn't change. The company didn't change. What changed was me. Something massive changed in me in those 2 days. And I learned how to build this business as a professional and not an amateur. I learned how to help people to buy instead of sell. I learned how to stop telling people about this opportunity. I learned how to start interviewing people to find out who would be a part of a team of marketers that were going to go out there and just totally storm through the United States and do millions of dollars in sales. That's what I learned how to do. And so I continued to go back for more. I mean, I went to every leadership training that this individual did, and in 6 months, I wound up making $45,000. And that was just profound to me that I could do that. From there, I wound up getting swept off my feet in a fairy tale-like setting, met a guy and married him, and this guy turned out to be an absolute crook. I had everything stolen from me. 6 months after I had made my $20,000 a month income, I had absolutely not a dime to my name, $35,000 in debt. The husband that I had married, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards. I was 50 pounds overweight. Totally down and out, lost my dignity, lost all faith, lost my vision, just had absolutely felt like a failure. I mean, if you could just imagine being destitute, broke, in every way, shape, and form, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially, that's where I was. I remember crying and crying and could not believe the failure that I had become after having so much success, and that my husband turned out to be a crook and I bought into a lie. And I lived on a beach in Hawaii for 2 weeks, totally destitute, doing things that I said I would never do. And you know what I have to tell you? This is what's interesting. This is why I'm telling you this. This is exactly 13 years ago this month. 13 years ago this month, I had gotten the call that my check had bounced for a weight loss product that I bought because I was heavy. 13 years ago today, today is December 1st. 13 years ago today, I had written a check for my rent not knowing that I didn't have any money. Tomorrow was the day that I found out that the check bounced. Tomorrow is the day that I had gotten these women who wanted to buy this product from this girl. 13 years ago, tomorrow was the day I became a distributor inside of this other company. And man, this is trippy to me, because in the next 12 months, made $250,000. Changed my entire life. From homeless to writing a $32,000 check for $250,000 home. I mean, give me a break. That's this business. So I have a message. I have a couple messages for you. Now, see, some people in the month of December, they always think that, oh, you know, December's the time to take the month off. Oh, my gosh, you just could not be further from a reality check. Here's the reality. I got started this month. I started a new business this month, who went on to make a six-figure income every year from that year on. I've never made less. This is the month. So what I'm telling you is this. Do not fall back in 98% thinking in the month of December. No way. Don't think that this is the time to shut down, because here's why. But can you, like, slack off on your job in the month of December? No. Is it an option for you not to work in December? No. So my question to you is are you going to hit the month of December with the same commitment level that you will at least, that you are going to at least give your job? In fact, some of you, depending on what kind of a job you have, if you're in retail, your job's about to come 10 times harder this month of December. Oh, I mean, it's going to turn into a chaos this month. You're going to be working harder than you've worked in months before. So that takes a higher commitment level. So my question to you is, now you have this network marketing business, and some people think that this is the time to just take off. No, this is the time to put your head down, totally focus, and go for it. That's what this month is all about. Here's why. Because it's tons of opportunity this month. There are people looking for things this month. I was a homeless cocktail waitress 13 years ago this month, who started my business 13 years ago this month. And so this is it. There are people waiting for you. There are people looking for you. And I promise you that if you put your head down and you go to work, you will find somebody that will dramatically change your business this month. Because what you do this month, the month of December 2003, will show up 90 days from now. What you do or don't do in the month of December is going to show up 90 days from now. So my question to you is, do you want a good February? Do you want a good beginning of 2004? If the answer is yes, then close out 2003 with a bang. Give it your best shot. This is the month to go the extra mile. This is to go 110%. This is the time to look for opportunity to sell your products, especially to sell your products. And see, this is the sad thing, is a lot of people think, oh, you know, people aren't going to be spending money in December. Oh, gosh. I just can't even tell you how off that thinking is. Because this is the month, hello, in fact, check this out. I was just being interviewed on this story, in fact, today. December 25th is when I had hit my absolute lowest of lows 13 years ago. Get out of the beach, I look at the people I'm hanging out with, and I say, enough is enough. It is time to bootstrap it. Come on, girl. You know you're better than this. You know you're not a loser. It is time to get up and do something with your life. How long are you going to stay homeless? How long are you going to be doing these things you know you're not supposed to do? You got to focus on something that's good and positive. And I did that, and I remember totally yelling at myself, a 45-minute drive from the one beach to the beach that I lived on, and yelling at myself because I had gotten so low and my thinking was so bad and I was so depressed and destitute and pitiful. And that's what I had become, and rightfully so. My whole life just turned upside down. But that next day, December 26th, man, I did not allow myself to buy one of my excuses. And you all know what the definition of an excuse is. It's a well-planned lie. That's what the definition of an excuse is, a well-planned lie. And so I just said, you know what? That's it. I can't even think about the fact that it's Christmas. December 26th, I got up and I totally took possession over this new business that I had, and I decided I was going to make it happen. Went out there with no product, no brochures, no money, no nothing. No phone, no home, no address to have products shipped to. Nothing. And wound up just totally making stuff happen. By the 31st of December, I had 40 new customers, which equaled $4,000 worth of sales. And I profited $2,000 in my pocket in what some would think is the worst month of the year. People were spending $125 for a weight loss product during the holidays. Go figure. Now that doesn't seem very reasonable, does it? But let me tell you what it is. It's about someone out there looking for opportunity, and instead of looking for the reason why not, you are looking for the reason why. And that's what I want to challenge you to do this month of December. I want to challenge you to look for the one reason why you're going to build this. And let me tell you why. And you know what? This call's going in a different direction than what I had planned. But let me tell you this. There was a girl who put an ad in a paper in the month of November and December. And I answered that ad 13 years ago. I answered that ad. Now, see, a lot of people think, oh, December's not the month to do any advertising. It's not the month to build my business. This girl, by faith, continued to put that ad in. Now, she had spent 8 years in that company. She had not made any real money at all, just a little bit here and there. Had 4 children, divorced, single mother, but kept the advertising in during the holidays. Instead of buying her excuses, she consistently built her business. And through that consistency, I answered this ad. Now, this is what the crack-up is. She's never made any big money in network marketing, ever. Spent 8 years persisting in the business. Who would have ever thought that she would get, and check this out, a homeless cocktail waitress? Answered the ad. Became a customer. became a distributor. Out of becoming a distributor, creating $4,000 worth of volume for her that first month. And I remember saying to her, she says, when I called her after I was done with my pity party, done with my excuses and all my barriers and doubts, I said to her, I said, how do you make the most amount of money in your plan? And she said, well, you have to do $4,000 worth of volume. I said, okay, great. She goes, that's a really good goal for you, Danny, for January. I said, I don't think you know who you're talking to, but no, I'll do it by the 31st of the month. She goes, but that's 3 days from now. I said, oh, well, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. And just put out flyers, dumped quarters into this payphone, wrote this phone script, and just did all of these, went to these people's homes. They gave me checks for $125. I had no product to show them and no brochure, and collected 40 checks. And finished that $4,000 goal by midnight on the 31st of December. Now, this woman, Kim, persisted in her advertising, persisted for 8 years in her business. And in January, I just kept doing the same thing. I was able to leave my job, leave the cocktail waitressing job, and wound up making $6,500 the month of January. End of January, customers started noticing what was going on. They knew that I had quit my job. People were having success on that product, and then started asking questions like, hey, how much are you making doing that? And I was reluctant to tell them because I didn't want to recruit anybody. I loved retailing the products. And from there, they wound up getting in, even if I didn't want them to get in. And February made over $10,000. My 6 month paid cash for a Mercedes. 9th month paid cash for a bracelet that was worth more than a Mercedes, which was a stupid purchase. And then in December, bought my first home. Now, Kim, the girl who had the advertising, spent 8 years in that business not making any money. Hello. Made her first six-figure income in that business that year. I made $250,000 my first year in that company. She made her first six-figure income for that year. It was the first time she ever made six figures ever. Made more money in that 1 year, 1991, than she had all 8 years combined, plus a whole bunch more. So what am I saying? Persist through December. There's another person out there like me that is looking for an opportunity in the month of December. And what you do today will show up 90 days from now. Look at that. I mean, I started in December, and 90 days later, I had a $10,000 paycheck. So can that happen to you? Yes. Or you could be the woman that put the ad in the paper, who kept the advertising in, who still treated her business at the same commitment level that she treated her job. And so could you imagine, would you ever even imagine having a homeless cocktail waitress who can only call you from payphone booths? Hello? Get started in your business? I mean, how many of you think, oh, she's not going to do anything? Don't prejudge a soul. Don't prejudge anybody. Because this one cocktail waitress made this woman, a single mother of four children, a six-figure income. In that year, 1991, she made six figures. Isn't that exciting? And so you could be on either end of that. You could be the one who does the advertising, or you could be the one that went out there and built that six-figure income this year. And so, again, what you do today is going to show up 90 days from now. So you have to decide, how am I closing out the year 2003? How am I going to do this? What am I going to do? What seed am I going to plant this month to make 2004 an awesome year? You know, yes, is it going to be a little more difficult? Yes, but that doesn't mean you give up. That means you put your head down. That's what it means. And what you do, and see, and this is what's interesting. You know, there's people who just have this kind of wrong thinking. And the wrong thinking is, I'll wait. That's wrong thinking. No. Do it when everyone else isn't doing it. That's opportunity. Put your head down and look for the people who are looking for it. There are people out there looking for an opportunity. There are people out there looking to make extra money even right before Christmas. They're looking for it. So I hope that helps a couple of you to push forward and make it ahead. Because this call is packed, it tells me that you guys are focused and you're making things happen, and I'm totally proud of you for spending your Monday night at 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time, 7 West Coast Time, to keeping your business moving forward and not stopping. And so let's go to part of what I was going to talk about tonight. Let's talk about closing the sale. Next Monday, I'm going to be talking about retailing products. Next Monday, that's going to be the focus. So if you have anybody that has concern with retailing their products, getting customers, not distributors. Today, I'm going to talk about closing distributors. But next Monday, the call is going to be on retail sales and how to turn those retail customers into phenomenal distributors. That's how I started, with a customer first in the original opportunity I started in, and in the one where I made a fortune was just on that. Okay. So anyway, let's go to this. So we're going to talk about closing the sale. We're going to talk about how to help people decide to do the business. And here's why. Because people need help making decisions. People do not like making decisions. Let me prove it to you. If I was to ask any one of you right now where you wanted to eat, 99% of you are going to say, I don't know, what do you want to eat? People do not like making decisions. They just don't like it. And so if they decide not to do the business because they just don't like making decisions, that's terrible. That's horrible. You rob them of an awesome, life-changing opportunity if you don't help them to decide whether or not this is for them. And this is the way I see it. I want people to be 100% sure of yes, they want to, or 100% sure, no, I don't want to. I do not want a person who is on the fence to continue to stay on the fence only because they are afraid of making a decision. Because if they just stay on the fence, time is passing and time is money. And here's the deal. They all know, everybody that you talk to knows people like myself who was in the situation that I was in. And this is what I think about all the time. Man, what if those original people did not get me started? What if that ad was not in the paper in the month of November, December? What if it wasn't there? What if I hadn't called it? Holy smokes. Do you know that I met my husband through that business? Therefore, the latter four of my five children came from that. I became a millionaire in that industry within 2 years after that. Been able to travel all over the place and help tens of thousands of people change their lives for the better. My life has been massively changed for the better, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. What if the person didn't tell me about this opportunity? There's somebody that is going to be answering your ad, that's if you place one. There will be somebody in your center of influence, friends, family members. There will be somebody in your lukewarm market, people that you meet, that could be the next person that explodes your business. You won't know unless you're advertising. You won't know unless you're talking. So if you talk to people, things are going to happen. And so, but people don't like to make decisions. So what you want to do is help them sift through their excuses, help them sift through their preconceived ideas and judgments so that they can make a solid, sound decision that they feel confident about. Now listen to what I said. I said let them sift through their excuses so that they can make a sound decision that's best for their life. I did not say convince them to do the business. I did not say pound it into them and sell them to get them in. No way. That's the last thing in the world that you want to do is sell. You want, if anything that you're going to sell to them, it's their dreams. The product is totally insignificant. Their true product is them and their dreams. Them and where their life is going to be. Last week I talked to you guys about how in the world are you going to get those people from Thanksgiving to take a look at your opportunity. And remember, I told you, these are family members that are there at your house, and this is what you're supposed to ask them. Where do you see your life in the next 12 months? What do you see your life becoming in the next 5 years? Pointed questions. Sifting through things, excuses, barriers, doubts. And getting them to think about the future and what it holds for them. And to find out, are they aiming at nothing? Because if you're aiming at nothing, you're surely going to hit it. And so getting people to think, process, where is my life going to be? If I do nothing, it's going to be right where it's at. No, that's false. If you do nothing, it will get worse than where it's at. Because the world moves forward with or without us. So the important thing is, move forward, at least at the same rate the world is moving forward. So, closing and helping these people to decide, okay? And understand, your job is to help people to decide. It's not to help to convince them to do the business. It's help them to decide yes or no for this business. And your job and your mindset is this. you are investigating to find out if they are the person that you are looking for, and that is your posture. Posture. You are investigating. You are looking to see if they are the person that is qualified for your business. You know, I know many of you that are on the phone right now, you come from corporate backgrounds or big business, and some of you own businesses or you're doctors or professionals on some level, and there's the rest of us that are like me. Well, if you come from that line of work, you know that you don't just bring anybody into your company. You know that you don't just work with just anybody. You actually investigatively look to see if they have the kind of qualities of the person that you desire to surround yourself with. Network marketing is the same thing. It is no different. Wait, let me clarify. It's no different if you're a professional networker. There's a huge difference between an amateur and a professional. Professional interviews, amateurs beg and convince. Professionals sort through people in an investigative way to see if that person they're talking to has the kind of qualities of the person that is necessary to be a part of their team. And that's the mindset, that's the posture. Okay, so let's say that you just presented your opportunity, okay? You either showed it by way of a conference call, you did it on the website, you did it through a tape, you did it live one-on-one, you did it live in a home presentation or a hotel meeting. There's a ton of different ways to present a network marketing opportunity. But I don't care how you showed it. Let's just pretend for a moment that you just presented it to a prospect. Here are the questions that you're going to ask your brand new prospect, okay? First question you're going to ask them is this. What did you like about what you saw? Now, there's a reason why you want to ask this question. You want to find out what interested them about the opportunity. Here's where a big mistake, where a lot of people miss the boat. Again, you're on this call because you want to be a cut above the rest, because you're a breed above and a breed apart. You are not on this call to very casually in an amateur way build a business. This is a professional business. You are in a professional corporation. So this is how to act like that. And this is how to represent yourself. So you want to know, what is it that they liked about the business? The mistake most people make is they show the opportunity and they continue to sell what they liked about the business. That's the worst thing in the world you could do. Okay? This is where you need duct tape. This is where you need, handcuffs, something to remind you, hello, this is not about you. Your business is not about you. It is about the person you are presenting it to. It's about their life. And guess what? The opportunity that you're selling them is not about what you like in your company. It's about what your prospect likes about your company. And you cannot know what they like, and you cannot assume what they like until you ask this very important question. And that question again is, what did you like about what you just saw? Or what did you like about what you heard? What did you like about what you read? Depending on how you present the opportunity. That's the question. What did you like about what you saw, read, or heard? Here's the second question, or the statement is, tell me why. Because let's say they say, well, I like the products. And then my next answer is, tell me what you liked about those products. Or tell me why you like the products. If they say, well, I think that it's an easy sell. I think I like the company. I think that, you know, there's a number of things they can say. Let's say you're selling telecommunications products, okay? And you could say, they would say, well, I like the product because, you know, the people don't have to spend anything. It seems really easy, and I don't have to have an inventory, whatever. These are things that your prospect would say. Or let's say it's a nutritional line. If it's a nutritional line, then they would say, I like the health factor. I like that we can help people feel better. I like that people will be able to sleep better at night because I don't sleep well at all. Okay, so that's what you're looking for, is what they like about the products, and you want them to elaborate. Here's why. This is so awesome. They're selling themselves into it. That's why. If you've ever worked on a ranch or you've ever worked around animals, let's use a cow for example, you back a cow into a trailer. You can't pull a cow into a trailer. You have to put their backside up against the opening of a trailer, and you pull on the harness, and they back themselves in. Humans are just the same way. And so we will let the prospect talk himself in or out of the business opportunity. And we do this by asking these questions and letting them tell us what they liked and why they liked it. Here's the third question you're going to ask them. Do you want to make a little or a lot with our company? Again, the question is, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company? And most people, most of their egos have to say a lot. You'll find that out. 9 out of 10 times they'll say a lot. Okay? And then the fourth question you're going to ask them is, tell me why. Why do you want to make a lot of money with our company? And then they are going to sell you on why they want to make a lot of money. They could say, well, I have 4 kids and 2 of them are in college and I don't want to finance it. Or they'll say, you know, I haven't been on a vacation in years and it'd be great to take my wife out on a vacation. Or they'll say, I really want to get out of debt. I need to make a lot of money because I need to get out of debt. Okay? You say, great. Here's your application. Okay, now, here's where you are going to get, if you're going to get an objection, this is where you're going to get it. You say, great, here's your application. They'll say, oh, well, or they'll start filling it out, and now you tell them, okay, it's going to cost you $149. It's going to cost you $700. It's going to, whatever it is, $300, whatever company you're with, okay, then you tell them this is what it's going to take. Now you're going to expect the objection. Now, this is awesome. They put up objections, and here's why. One is the prospect feels like they will sound smart if they hand you objections. So they're going to ask you questions that they don't even realize that they're asking. For example, well, who formulated those products? And you know what? This person is, a retail clerk. And they're going to ask you questions, who formulated the product? No matter what you answered, they wouldn't even know what the answer was. They wouldn't understand what the answer is. So let me tell you about today's buyers, okay? Today's buyer thinks they're supposed to be smart about making purchases. And so they will ask questions. Here's a prime one that just always shows you absolute ignorance. If you work in a nutritional company and somebody asks you a question of, is this FDA approved? That is the most ignorant question someone could ever ask you. And let me tell you why. Because the FDA does not approve nutritional supplements. That's why. They don't. It's Food and Drug Administration. They don't approve vitamins. So there you go. There's a prime point that I'm saying is they feel like they are supposed to ask questions before they buy, and that's why they're going to ask a question. Do not get on the defense when someone gives you an objection. Whatever you do, do not get on the defense when you get an objection. And you know what? If you have an issue with closing and you really want to learn how to be a master closer, I have a 90% closing ratio. You want to learn how to do that, be in Reston, Virginia, January 24th and 25th for First Steps to Success, because you'll come out of there just going, you'll come out humming. You'll be a closing machine. Especially with the areas that we're going to focus on, because January is a kickoff month for what will be a phenomenal year in 2004. Okay, so this is where you'll get the objections, and these are the objections you're going to get. No time, no money, I'm not a salesperson, or I need to think it over. All the objections pretty much land in there. Those are pretty much usually right in there. You know, if it's not, I'm a salesman, how do I know if the company's going to last? Well, how do you know your job's going to last? I mean, we don't know nothing, you know? So anyway, these are the objections that you're going to get. Now, let's say that you get an objection of, is this FDA approved? Okay, let's say we hear that. You do not want to argue with your prospect and say, you stupid idiot. The FDA doesn't approve these things. You don't want to say that. Or let's say that they say, you know, there's been like 50 companies this year that went out of business. How do I know that yours isn't going to? You don't say, hello, idiot. No, you do not argue with them. You say, you know what, why do you say that? That is your answer to their objection, okay? Why do you say that? No matter what the objection is, your answer is, why do you say that? Here's why. You do not want to get into an argument or a volley, because usually the first thing they say is not the real objection. Because the real objection is fear, but they're not going to come out there and tell you that. So when you can say, why do you say that, you will watch people talk themselves into a circle. So let's say the thing was, well, how do I know you're not going to go out of business? They say, well, why do you say that? Well, because, you know, I heard that there was like other company that was like this, and they went out of business, and, you know, so I don't know that I would want to get started in something that could, you know, possibly go out of business, and so I don't know, and you know, gosh, you know, I have lots of friends whose companies went out of business, and that was in the corporate world, so, I kind of guess there really is no guarantee in anything, and that's what you will watch happen. It'll crack you up, because once you get them talking about their excuse, pretty soon when they hear themselves, they start going, hello? There's no guarantee in anything, you know? And so then this is what I ask them after they've given me their why, they said that. No matter what they say, this is what I say to them. Remember earlier you were telling me that you really wanted to get out of debt? Okay? Because remember I asked them what they liked about it and why they wanted to make a lot of money. Remember earlier, John, you were telling me that you wanted to get out of debt? And John says, yeah. I just have one question for you. How serious are you about getting out of debt? Well, Danny, I'm really serious about getting out of debt. Really? Tell me why. Because I hate being in debt. I hate this burden hanging over my head. I'm so tired of it, and every year I get further into debt. And this just has to stop. So, John, are you willing to learn? Are you willing to work? And are you at least willing to try so that you can get out of debt? What's he going to say? He's not willing to learn? He's not willing to work, and he's not willing to try? No, he sounds like an idiot if he says no. So he's going to say yes. And John, if you keep doing what you're currently doing, will you get out of debt? No, I won't. Great. Fill out your application. And that's it. So you want to sell your prospect on his dreams, not yours. You want to talk to people every day. Every day. Have a goal of talking to people. I mean, if you have conference calls that are available or pre-recorded messages that are available, website, whatever, there's no reason why you can't put a prospect in front of your opportunity every single day. No reason. And what you do today is going to show up 90 days from now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the lines, and I want to role play with a couple of you. I'm going to role play with one person, then I'm going to open it up for questions. So everybody, let me tell you this. Hold on. If you have a lot of noise in your background, I want you to mute your line, which means you're going to press star 6. If you have a lot of noise in your background, you're going to press star 6 so it doesn't interrupt the conference call, because I'm about to unmute my line, so which means all of us are going to be on the phone live. Okay. Is anybody out there?
Hello.
Okay, I need someone to role play with. Who wants to role play with me? And if you star 6 your line, you got to undo it if you want to role play with me. Oh, come
Hello,
on.
Hello, Danny.
Who is that?
This is Marty.
Hello, Marty. How are you?
Good, Danny. How are you?
Good. Okay, Marty, let's pretend that I just presented the opportunity to you. And I know what company you're involved in. So let's say that I guess we did a one-on-one presentation. Is that how you're presenting it most of the time? How are you presenting the business to people most of the time?
Pretty much one-on-one right now.
Okay. Yeah. Then let's go ahead and do it the way that you do it so it helps you personally. Okay, so let's say that I just presented a one-on-one presentation to you. You are my prospect. I'm going to ask you the closing question of, so Marty, what did you like about what you just saw?
I really like the products. Definitely want to get healthy, and you know, I might be interested in the business part maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Tell me why you like the products.
I like the product because I like the idea of getting healthy. I really need to do that, actually.
How come?
Because I'm really unhealthy right now.
That's terrible. Like how?
Well, you know, I'm overweight, and I have a lot of headaches, and I don't have a lot of energy. That type of thing.
Okay. So, Marty, tell me this. Do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
Well, I want to make a lot.
Okay. Tell me why.
So I can get out of debt, have that financial freedom, so I can have financial security for my girls and my family, my husband, and pretty much so I can do whatever I want to do without having people tell me what I want to do.
Mm. I totally understand. Okay, here's your application. Just go ahead and fill this out.
Now, I have to tell you, I'm an easy one because I would just fill it out at this point. But let's pretend that I'm not.
Go ahead and pretend like you're not.
Danny, this is a great opportunity, but I have to be honest with you, I don't have any money right now. I have no way to do this right now. Let me hold off and check back, say, in a month or so.
Okay. So tell me this. Why do you say that?
Well, you know, money's tight, bills are tight. It might get better next month.
Why do you say that?
I really don't know why, because I don't know why I think it's going to get better next month, because it's not going to get better next month. I'm talking myself in a circle.
So, Marty?
Yes.
You know, I just finished. I really connected with your thing about wanting to be out of debt and really wanting financial security for your girls, for your husband. And I could see in your eyes you really want things to change.
Yes,
so how serious are you about getting out of debt and creating a better financial future for your girls and not having people tell you what to do?
I'm very serious about it.
Tell me why.
Because it just has to get better. It's, you know, things are just have to turn around, and I have to have that security and be able to go out and help other people without worrying about working at the same job for the next 30 years with nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm. So, Marty, are you willing to learn? Are you willing to work? And are you at least just willing to try so that you
Absolutely.
Could get out of debt?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just go ahead and fill this out.
You got it.
Okay, guys, I mean, it's really that simple. It really is. If you just let people talk, they will talk themselves. They'll talk themselves out of their excuse and talk themselves into the business. Because look at my question. You know, why do you say that January is going to be better? She's like, I don't know. And that's the truth. She was just trying to give me the brush off. But the reality is that she's afraid that she can't do it. But see, look what happened. The worth of getting out of debt, having a better financial future for her girls, and not being told what to do is far more than being afraid that she can't do it. So, Marty, you were a typical situation. I mean, absolutely typical situation. It was a perfect excuse that you gave me, too, because it's a common one. You know, hey, what about, you know, let's just wait till next month.
Yeah, and I've gotten that, too.
Uh-huh. Just say, well, tell me why you say that.
Exactly.
You know, and if they continue to say, oh, well, you know, I have some check coming in next month. Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. So, have there ever been other checks that come in, but has it really changed your situation with debt?
Mm-hmm.
No. You think that one check's going to help change your financial future for the girls? Is it going to change the fact that you don't like being told what to do? No.
Mm-hmm.
Fill out the application, Marty.
And
that's really how it goes. It's so much fun. And you know what's awesome? Look at this. Marty has totally been absolutely blessed out of this world since she got started in her network marketing opportunity. What is it now, 6 weeks ago? It's been 6 weeks. Her life has dramatically changed.
Absolutely.
In so many ways, it has dramatically changed. And what if the person who got her started let her buy her excuse? Now, Marty, are you glad you got started in your business 6 weeks ago?
I tell you what, I would not change it for anything in this world.
Okay, and now, Marty, tell everybody what has happened to your business since you've been in for 6 weeks.
In 6 weeks in my business, in my business part, it's going through the roof. I have probably 12 people signed up right now. In my business, I've actually been promoted 4 times now in my business in 6 weeks. And 3 of those times have been since your seminar.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I'm rolling. It's just been amazing. This business has changed my life. This business has brought people into my life that I don't know how I made it as long as I did without them. And, you know, it brought me to you, to your seminar, and that completely changed my life. So if anybody's out there thinking about her seminar, you've got to go. You just have to go.
We've been talking about you a lot. In fact, your ears must have been burning. I talked about you last night, how the first morning you got up and said, man, I just want to get rid of this depression. And then Sunday morning.
I have to tell you, it's about 98% gone.
Oh, that's so awesome. That is so awesome. And then Sunday morning, I called forward and said, anyone want to testify what happened to your life yesterday? And she jumped up and went, I'm a new woman. This girl was bouncing off the walls on Sunday morning. This wasn't the same depressed girl on Saturday.
Introduced to me 6 weeks ago.
What's that? Anyway, this is exciting. So anyway, people need help making a decision because they're afraid to fail. They're afraid of making a mistake. But if you can pile up the worth of this business on for them, and their dreams are much more worth it than this stupid fear that they have, then taking the risk for their dreams far surpasses their fear of failure. And I'm not kidding you, that's how it works. It's like a teeter-totter. And so if they have a bunch of excuses, that means you haven't made it worth it for them yet. If they decide to do it, it's because the worth was greater than the risk. And really, the risk is just fear. We all know what fear is. Fear is not even a real thing. It is nothing but a facade and a lie in their head. That's all it is a lie and a facade. But you can't come out and tell people that. You need them to talk themselves out of their excuses and into your business opportunity. Okay, I have time to take one question. Or a comment, whatever you guys want to do. I have time. I have 5 minutes left. I want to open the floor to all of you guys. If you star six, I won't be able to hear you, so you're going to have to star six again so that we will be able to hear you. But any comments, any questions, the floor is open right now. Just state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Danny. It's Fawn from Los Gatos, California.
Hi, Fawn.
Hi. I just want to make the comment, Danny, that tonight, I got it on yet another deeper level of how we cannot not talk to people. I mean, just what you said, what would have happened if you had not been able to make this decision to come into this industry?
And yep.
My heart just breaks when I think of that and how I just got it on such a level of I feel unstoppable right now.
And you're so lucky, Fawn, because you're in California and you don't have to go to bed.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Fawn, I want a commitment out of you.
Yeah.
You have to go to D.C. You have to make it happen. If you've had this kind of success just from conference calls, I am not kidding you.
Yes.
You will flip out.
Yes,
I promise you.
I know you do, and I know I will. And
you got to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be there.
You really got to be there. Okay, thanks, Fawn, for your comment. I so appreciate it, and I'm so glad you got it like that. Because it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And you know, and if the person hadn't talked to you, or if the person hadn't talked to Marty, or if the person hadn't talked to Tom Challen, who's on this call, who's been a phenomenal success in network marketing for years, if they hadn't talked to him. You know, you have to think about that. Like, what if that person did not talk to all of us that are on the phone? We would not be here. Okay, we'll take one more question or comment.
Yeah, Danny, this is Phil in California.
Hi.
Hello. Your next seminar is in January 24th, 25th in...
in Weston, Virginia. And let me give you the information on that. This is awesome, by the way. Reston, Virginia, you would fly into Washington Dulles, and JetBlue, which is a brand new airline who has, we all get our own TV in our seat, and it's a beautiful airline. There's lots of room. They've added leg room, big seats. I mean, it really is a business class kind of an airline. They fly directly to Washington Dulles, and if you register, if you get your plane ticket before by December 14th, it's $99 each way. So it's $198 to fly directly to Washington Dulles, and then the Reston is about 15 minutes away, and it's the Sheraton in Reston, Virginia. And the room rate that they have there right now is $69 a night, but you can go online. We were able to find rooms for $49 a night last month. And so we're talking the normal rate for that is $150 a room. It's a beautiful hotel, awesome setting, and a great location, and very economical to get there. The seminar itself is $197 if you pre-register that seminar. And Phil, don't go alone. Do whatever you can to get some people to come along with you, even if it's just one, your spouse, because it makes a huge difference in your business if you have you and somebody else there with you. Marty actually was a part of a group that went, and that group is on fire since that Washington, D.C. seminar. And I mean on fire. These people have been promoted. They have made money. They have just had massive breakthrough in their business because their upline, Carrie, had brought six of them from the same group there. And that very direct upline massively benefited. So make sure that you don't come alone and come. So, again, JetBlue, $99 each way. December 14th is when you have to get your ticket in order to get that price. And you need to register online for the seminar in advance to get the $197 rate. Otherwise, it's $300 at the door. And you can register online at DaniJohnson.com, which is DaniJohnson.com. And I don't care if you're in network marketing or not. We have had every kind of professional you can imagine in those seminars. We've even had multi-million seminars who have absolutely promoted the seminar for years. So it's great if you are in the corporate world. We've had seismologists there bringing seismologists to the seminar because it's helped their team work better together in the corporate world. And so very important workshop for your whole life and to just get you on the right track. And don't make the mistake of thinking it's a motivational seminar. That is the result that comes out of it, but this is not a rah-rah session. And now if you're looking for a motivational seminar, this isn't the one to go to. If you want to step out of barriers and excuses and doubt, this is a seminar to be at, and you will come out exhilarated and unstoppable, as what Fawn just said. Also, a suggestion I want to make to you guys. Christmas is coming. You want to do something nice for your people, whether it's a nice Christmas card or maybe some of you, if you have distributors that are working hard and doing a great job, do a Christmas gift for them. And, of course, I'm going to tell you, I have a great idea for a Christmas gift. Those Carlsbad tapes are still available online. They were a one-day training seminar that was done down in Carlsbad. People have had phenomenal success, have made tons of money from listening to those tapes. It would be a great gift idea for your top distributors. Or run a contest this month for your distributors. Whoever sells the most, they're going to get a set. They're going to get a set of these tapes. Or whoever recruits the most people this month, they're going to get a set of tapes. They're $29. So they're totally economical, and they're going to make you money when your distributors have these tapes in their hands and they're listening to them. And also the North Carolina CDs are available. That was the First Steps to Success two-day seminar available on CD, and that's also very inexpensive and economical. There are 10 CDs. It's over 10 hours worth of training for $97. And again, DaniJohnson.com is the place to get it. So, guys, let's just make this month an awesome, awesome month. Let's go out of this year with a bang, breaking some records, and setting some new standards for ourselves. And remember, there's another one of us, each one of us, that's out there looking for an opportunity right now. And do not pass by somebody without giving them the chance to take a look at your opportunity to change their life for 2004. I just want to extend a happy holidays. God bless you, and may he prosper you in your business. May he prosper your family. May he give you great health and your family good health, and may he protect everything that you do and flourish everywhere that you go. So God bless you guys. You have an awesome night, and all of you reach out right now and say goodbye, and God bless you.